escape already.
Long escape mark.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1822, Charles Babbage submitted a paper to the Royal Astronomical Society pitching his idea for an automatic computing machine to be used by astronomers. He called it the Difference Engine. Nowadays, we call it a computer. So in a strange way, space inspired computers and computer power took us to space. In 1949, the first living thing from Earth officially reached space. It was a monkey named Albert II strapped into a modified German V-2 rocket launched from White Sands, New Mexico. Unfortunately, in these heady pre-NASA days of experimental rocketry, safety standards were all but non-existent, and Albert II died when his landing parachute failed to open. In 1963, the Soviet Union tried to claim a space first, launching Vostok 5 into orbit, and then launching another Vostok capsule while Vostok 5 was still in space. The two capsules couldn't dock, and they could barely rendezvous, but more technological bragging rights were up for grabs. And in 1967, NASA launched Mariner 5 on a mission to fly by Venus. Science fiction and alt history author Harry Turtledove was born today in 1949. Composer Henry Mancini died on this day in 1994. Writer Roger Zelazny died today in 1995. In 1969, the Doctor called the Time Lords for help, and Doctor Who viewers got their first look at the Doctor's home planet.
The only people who can put an end to this whole ghastly business and send everyone back to their own times, the Time Lords.
Well, who are they?
They're my own people, Jamie.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
But it isn't all right, is it, Doctor?
No, it's not, Zoe. But I'm afraid there's no alternative.
In 1984, Captain Kirk and what was left of the Enterprise crew embarked on the search for Spock.
The word, sir, the word is no. I am therefore going anyway.
You do this, you'll never sit in the captain's chair again.
Engage auto systems. Clear all moorings.
Cleared, sir.
1/4 impulse power.
Someone is stealing the Enterprise.
Warp speed.
Klingon bird of prey, sir. She's arming torpedoes.
Shields up.
The shield's non-responsive.
We're a sitting duck.
Join us on this, the final voyage of the Starship Enterprise. Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. The adventure continues. Rated PG.
They didn't have to look too far. Leonard Nimoy was in the director's chair for this, the third Star Trek movie. In 1993, religious zealotry brought new problems to Deep Space Nine, closing out the Star Trek spin-off's first season on the air.
The prophets have been kind today.
The prophets had nothing to do with what happened here today. This was the work of a disturbed and violent mind who listened to your voice, not the prophets.
Is the emissary holding me responsible for this act of terrorism?
The commander of this station is.
May the prophets forgive you for abandoning them.
You claim the prophets as your personal constituency vetted when? I'm not convinced that's justified. Who do you speak for? An order that's barely listened to in your assembly. So you come here looking for a more receptive audience.
Now I see you want nothing less than to destroy us. You live without a soul, Commander. You and your Federation exist in a universe of darkness, and you would drag us in there with you. But we will not go.
You have just made your first mistake, Vedic. The Bajorans who have lived with us on this station, who have worked with us for months, who helped us move this station to protect the wormhole, who joined us to explore the Gamma Quadrant, who have begun to build the future of Bajor with us. These people know that we are neither the enemy nor the devil.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.